Hi there, welcome to my session today. This session is titled Cluster API as Code, and I want to use the time that I have today to introduce you to the Kubernetes Cluster API, as well as some higher level user-friendly abstractions and libraries that I've been working on in my spare time. Now, a little bit about me. My name is David McKay. I am from Glasgow in Scotland, and I am a developer advocate. I work for a company called Equinix Metal. You may be familiar with them. They were formerly called Packet, and they had a bare metal cloud provider. I'm very fortunate that they sponsor most of my time to produce educational materials to help people learn how to consume the vast cloud-native landscape. So please check out my channel. The link is in the bottom right corner. I'm also an active Kubernetes contributor, and I, you know, take full responsibility for Dan Pop eating a pineapple pizza on my stream a few weeks ago. Now, what is the Cluster API? It is a Kubernetes SIG subproject that aims to commoditize the way that we provision our Kubernetes clusters. It has a declarative API, much like everything else in Kubernetes, in which we write YAML to apply to our cluster, and then the controllers within the cluster do the thing that we want them to do. In this case, Cluster API is providing this declarative API in that we can define a Kubernetes cluster in YAML, apply that to a Kubernetes cluster, and it creates a Kubernetes cluster. The responsibilities of the Cluster API are to create and provision these clusters, but then a little bit more. The Cluster API can upgrade your cluster. It also has some special provisions, and it tries to handle any operations if things go wrong or we lose machines within our cluster or nodes within our clusters. And it also has some limited support for a GitOps style deployment of applications to the clusters. It is currently in V1 Alpha 3, so it's still early days in the Cluster API project, but it has a lot of support from all the major cloud providers and a very active community. And it's a very collaborative project. It has support from my company, Equinix Metal, but also from AWS, from Google, from DigitalOcean, and all these other major players. So the Cluster API is becoming a very, very great option as being the primary tooling for one to use to create new Kubernetes clusters. This is the logo. And if you're not familiar, I love the logo. I just thought I'd bring it in the slides, but it's turtle stacking, right? Kubernetes all the way down. You need Kubernetes to get Kubernetes. And I love the logo. Now, there's a little bit of vocabulary that one has to become accustomed to work with a Cluster API. Now, the first one is, we talk about management clusters and workload clusters. The management cluster tends to be or is going to be the cluster that is running the Cluster API controllers. This is the first cluster, the origin cluster. This is the one that controls and creates all other clusters. And then we have the workload clusters, which are the clusters that we apply to the management cluster that we want to be created. Now, it's very common, at least in getting started guides and other tutorials that are available online, to use Docker for Mac or Kind or Minikube as your management cluster. And that is perfectly okay in some situations. Of course, if you want the longer term reconciliation options that Cluster API provides, you're going to want to use a slightly longer term cluster. And Cluster API has a mechanism for that too. You can use Cluster API, you can use these ephemeral clusters like Kind, Minikube, and Docker for Mac to create a Kubernetes cluster and then move that controller loop to your first production cluster. A very viable option. We also have infrastructure providers. Now, Cluster API can't do much on its own. You have to install a provider, the providers being AWS, DigitalOcean, GCP, or Equinix Metal. Once you have one of those providers enabled, one or more of those providers enabled on your management cluster, you can then create new clusters on all of those infrastructures. So that's the primary vocabulary and most of what you need to get started. Then when we're beyond and we're talking about creating clusters, we need to talk about the primitives involved for that too. Now, this requires you to write YAML that first defines a machine deployment. The machine deployment is like a node group or a node pool, if you're familiar with other methods of spinning up clusters. That is responsible for managing a machine set. And then we have a machine set, which is responsible for managing the individual machines. We also have the ability to apply machine health checks to this that tells when the machine is healthy or not healthy to allow the controllers to then take away those broken machines and bring in and replace them with new machines. And of course, this should feel really, really familiar. If you have been working with Kubernetes for any length of time, you're going to be familiar with the hierarchy of I have a deployment, which manages replica sets, which manages pods, and we have probes. Very similar when you group this together. It's just that we're no longer talking about applications or services or pods. We're talking about Kubernetes clusters. So it should feel familiar. And hopefully that's all you need to understand to really start kicking the tires with the cluster API. Now, the best way to kind of show you the cluster API would just be to give you a demo. And instead of actually doing these commands locally and waiting for a cluster to spin up, I'm just going to run through the quick start guide to highlight some of the more important components and process steps that you need to go through. And then there'll be a slightly more elaborate demo at the end with the abstraction that I want to provide on top. So here we are. This is the cluster API quick start on the cluster API book. The URL is in the corner. You can search Google for cluster API quick start. It'll take you right to it. Now, of course, cluster API does require a Kubernetes cluster up front. Today, I will be using Docker for Mac, but you can use Minikube, you can use Kind, you can use any managed cluster from any cloud provider that you want. Once we have that cluster in place, we just need to make sure our kubeconfig is working. And that just means I can run kube control, get nodes, get pods, etc., and it's going to work. Now, because there is a significant-ish amount of YAML required to create a Kubernetes cluster, you will need the cluster CTL command to first install the provider and then generate the manifest that we want to apply to create the workload cluster. You can just download this with the curl command from the documentation, stick it into your path and run it, much like any other binary on your machine. Now, to initialize the management cluster, there are instructions for all of the providers that are already supported. You can use AWS, Azure, Docker, etc., 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 right? And they all follow very similar steps. First, you just need to tell it any sort of region information, access keys that are